Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We're now coming around the home stretch of our Advent pilgrimage to Christmas. I said Advent this time, Deacon. It wasn't Lent. The seasons are so close, we get them confused. But in a few days, we will begin the Christmas season, where after these weeks of preparation, some penance, we then have 2.5 full weeks of celebration and joy and revelry in the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And where have we been? On the first Sunday of Advent, we were given the word watch. Watch, because you do not know the time he will come. So we must be attentive. How were we watching? Had Christ already come the day after Thanksgiving? What are we doing? What are we handing on to the next generation? What example are we giving to the current one? Watch. On the second Sunday for the second week of Advent, the theme was prepare. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths. Prepare. And to remind us that in all our preparations for the coming Christmas, as much as we want to seek Christ and keep him in Christmas and see the reason for the season and all these wonderful things we use to keep our focus, pales in comparison to how much he is seeking you and I. We don't often think of it that way. But again, those first words after Adam and Eve fell, the very first words of God was, "Where are you?" He went out looking for them as he comes looking for us. And he comes looking for us, and he comes to be one of us. That's one of the joys we will celebrate. Last week, the color went from purple or violet to pink or rose to lighten up our spirits, to invite us to rejoice. For my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. To be joyful. And that it's almost here. We've crossed the halfway point. We can see the very dawn arising. Those same hues along the horizon were the colors of the vestments and the colors of this candle. And today we are beckoned to behold. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Behold the fulfillment of all the prophecies, especially as we were given in that first reading, one of the most beautiful ones. I will be a father to him, and he will be a son to me. The Messiah would have divine origins, and there's going to, as we see in this gospel, and when we get the genealogy of Christ in a few days, that he is begotten of the eternal Father. He has no earthly father. By pure act of the Holy Spirit. But through all of these days, through this watching, this preparing, this rejoicing, and now this beholding of the dawn of our salvation, and in these last days of Advent, we're invited to reflect upon those titles of the Messiah given to us by the prophet Isaiah. Those of you who have come in weekday mass are aware of the Alleluia verse are filled with all these "Oh," and then a title, "Oh, this beckoning, please come, oh, come." We're more familiar with it and with our opening hymn, that hymn is based upon all these "Oh" antiphons that form the liturgy of our church in these latter days of Advent. And they're also part of the Liturgy of the Hours, those of you who pray those, the prayer of the church. And so our prayer this day is the same as that hymn, oh, come, Emmanuel. And so we pray, O come, O come. O Virgin of virgins, how shall this be? For neither before thee was any like thee, nor shall there be after. The daughters of Jerusalem, why marvel ye at me? The thing which ye behold is a divine mystery. O come, come, Emmanuel, our King and our Lawgiver, the hope of the nations and their Savior, come and save us, O Lord our God. O come, King of the nations and their desire, the cornerstone making both one. Come and save the human race, which you fashioned out of clay. O come, O morning star, splendor of light, eternal sun of justice and righteousness. Come and enlighten those who dwell in the darkness and the shadow of death. O come, O key of David and scepter of the house of Israel. You open and no one can shut, you shut and no one can open. Come and lead the prisoners from their prison house, those who dwell in the darkness and the shadow of death. O come, O root of Jesse, standing as a sign among the peoples, before you kings will shut their mouths and the nations will make their prayer. Come and deliver us and delay no longer. O come, O Adonai, O Lord and leader of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the fire of the burning bush and gave him the law on Sinai. Come and redeem us with an outstretched arm. O come, O wisdom, coming forth from the mouth of the Most High, reaching from one end to the other, mightily and sweetly ordering all things. Come and teach us the way of prudence. All these invocations, calling upon the Lord to come, come Lord Jesus, which is actually the last words of sacred scripture. We invite him to come to us, to draw us closer to him, to help us to realize that whether this coming season of Christmas is going to be a marshmallow world or if it's tending towards a hard candy Christmas for you, know that it can always be a blessed Christmas, regardless, because these past weeks of watching, preparing, rejoicing, and now beholding the mysteries of our redemption have set the stage of his coming for us. And again, we are going to be reading in a few short days how they went knocking at the door, looking for a place. Is there room? Does he have a home? Will he be relegated to the barn? Or will he find a home in your heart, in your mind, and in your life? Remain attentive to the movements of Christ as he continues to seek you, as he comes to us, and he is so soon going to reveal himself to us in the face of a little child. Allow him to surprise you. Allow him to reveal himself to you in ways that you won't even expect, as we prefer nothing whatever to Christ, and he brings us to everlasting life. Amen.